Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you. It is time to check in, folks. Today is challenge day, and the book that we are looking at is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Do you remember this one? Do you remember when we read it? This was back in August. This was a book that we had a couple books ago, and hopefully we've taken things away from it and applied it to our own lives and let it sink in. Well, how did this go for us? Should we review? Well, The Four Agreements is a practical guide to personal freedom. It's a way of living and thinking and just being so that you could take a lot of the stress off of what is around you and feel free and relaxed and able to control and just go with it at the same time. There's a lot to this book, and it's small, 130 odd pages. It actually provides a lot of wisdom that extends from an ancient Toltec tradition out of Mexico. So what were the four agreements? These were: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. Very simple, very straightforward, with some additional insight at the end of the book. But this is a time to really see how well did this work for us. Did this motivate you? Did this get you to do something differently? This is the point of the Motivate Me Book Club. Reading the books is great. Understanding them is fantastic. But if they actually inspire us to take some action that leads to a little bit more happiness, stress-free, relaxation, freedom, whatever it is, then that means it's worked. So this is the challenge. This is what we are doing this for. We are going to figure out if it motivated us. Well, here at the Motivate Me Book Club, we have a few questions we like to ask these books and also of the members to find out how it went. Well, the first one is, did this book really have practical application? The answer is yes. Each of these four agreements is an instruction, or you could think of it as a command. It tells you exactly what to do. So not only is there insight and an explanation, but each one of the agreements is in itself an instruction. Be impeccable with your word. Okay, how did that go then? What concepts did people apply? What could be taken out of it? Well, it sounds like one of the ones that everybody really likes is always do your best. I had feedback over Instagram and Facebook. I surveyed other people who had read this book, and I asked them, what did you take away from it? What is still being applied in your daily to-dos? Well, overwhelmingly, everybody said, always do your best. Always do your best. It was so great to hear that. Some people had more than one, but that was overwhelmingly the number one takeaway and the number one thing that people refer back to is always do your best. What I used personally was always do your best, but also don't take anything personally. That was a big one for me to think about, and I have been applying it and continue to apply it. What were the desired results for these applications? What did people want to see out of them? Well, with always do your best, it was to try to give more effort, or at least what the best effort of that day or time could be from a person. That is for personal freedom. This whole application, this whole guide, is to give us a sense of freedom from the stresses, from the environment, from ourselves, so that we can feel maybe perhaps a little more in control. But that concept is to let go of control, and it's to go with it and to just feel like you are purposeful and that you are doing what you want. Now, this kind of enlightened mind will just make life easier, less stressful, and feel more fulfilling. My reactions in my life have prevented me from moving forward, from feeling all these things. So that sense of personal freedom was something that I was looking for in order to, you know, continue on my goal journeys. Well, what were the actual results? For always do your best, I think what was really an applicable aspect was that everybody could go at their own pace and their own rate. By doing your best, you had the sliding scale, and it was up to you to determine where the marker was. If you weren't feeling well, your best was not the best it was a week ago. But if you were eating right, had a good sleep, and you had a lot of energy, then your best was probably 100%, 150%, 200% than maybe some of the other days. It was so awesome to really have that allowance and that flexibility to change what the best was and the measure for it. And that it's all up to you. And there's no other pressure. You're taking off all of that from anyone else, expectations or any kinds of measures to meet. It was all on us to set that for ourselves and to be good with it. So always doing your best had a lot of a freedom, I think, when it comes to what people were doing. But when it comes to don't take anything personally, that had some really eye-opening moments. And I'm going to speak from a personal experience here because I really had some moments when things were getting very negative and very negative from a personal position. So this is where I'll be vulnerable and I'll open up a little bit more as much as I can, because I've been going through some health changes and I recently had to adjust my hormones. And what was interesting with this is I felt not myself in my mind. Thoughts that I would have, the feelings, my emotions, all these aspects didn't actually feel good. They were coming from a very dark, bad, negative side. To the point that there were things that I can't even say out loud. I couldn't believe I was thinking the way that I was. But then when these moments were occurring, I recognized it and I looked at them and I actually put them out there as if I was seeing it floating in front of me in the air in my living room. And I looked at them and stepped away from them. And I said, I don't have to take this personally. I don't have to be my thoughts and I don't have to believe them, even though I created them. These thoughts came up. And now they exist, but I can push them away and I don't have to keep them with me. I don't need to take this personally. Because that has been the biggest struggle, is not so much looking at other people. I've recognized now that when people treat me in a certain way, especially if I haven't interacted with them in a while, and when people make things about themselves or your personal life, or people think something about you, however people react is something on their own. Especially when I haven't done anything and I've just been in this world and I just exist. When other people react, I don't take things personally. And when they say things to me, or I've had the sense of that for a while now where, you know, I understand that everybody comes from their own place and each person's perspective is their own. I spoke about this in the overview in August, on August 29th of the Four Agreements, how I had my own personal epiphany on how not to take other people and what they say personally. But I realized that I hadn't done this for myself until I started having these moments, and I had to ground myself in the fact that I have choices and I can look at these situations and I can choose to be happier than what I feel at that moment. I don't want to hang on to negativity. I don't want to be miserable. Even though I can blame a situation, I could blame the hormones, I could say that these things are happening to me, that I don't have control, that I should find something else, maybe a person or a medication to help me. But at the same time, I can interrupt it, I can step back, and I can just look at it just objectively and understand that even though I had these thoughts, I am not them. I am who I want to be. And that is where I felt a lot of liberation and I felt a lot of relief that by reminding myself to not take anything personally, even my own thoughts, that it really showed how much I've grown and what strength I've been able to garner through all of this reading and education. So, now that I've opened up a little bit and shared that, I hope that maybe this is something that other people can take for themselves and maybe move forward. I shared this at Run Club. I feel like I talk about Run Club a lot, and I have a couple that I'm part of, but with the two girls that I was running with, I told them that I had this moment of weakness, it felt like, and I had these horrible thoughts and feelings, but that I had been able to step away, and they were impressed. They said that, you know, that's really great that you can recognize that. And it felt good to have that reinforcement, because it did. It felt like it was this struggle, and I did feel more empowered to be better and happier because I could choose that path and feel a little bit in control, I guess. Well, choosing reactions is on us, and it's not easy. I'm not going to say that this hasn't been a hard process. It really has been, but reminding myself and having a little bookmark with the four agreements on them has been helpful, because it's been around there with me through all of the other books and readings and everything that's come from since then. So I do keep a little token to remind me of these as I go along, because it is helpful. Just these personal little four mantras can be liberating and lead to personal freedom. I really think there is more application as well. At no point are any of these agreements really a habit yet, because that becomes an unconscious, automatic response. And I know that this is still a practice for me, that these are still practices and exercises that I continuously need to work on. But I think a way to do it could be through the habit tracker, by writing down, trying to be more impeccable with my word, or to not make assumptions. And maybe when I have those kinds of thoughts or reactions, or when I have a situation like a conversation, I can write down, like, I'm going to ask more questions and be more inquisitive, so that I work more on the agreement to be less assumptive. So I think there is a lot of application further, and that this will continuously be something to work on, and for all the good, for all positive reasons. Who would you recommend this book to? Just like all the reviews and everybody else, I would say everyone. The Four Agreements really is an applicable, accessible, easy to understand type of concept. It's a framework of thinking, acting, believing, being, and it works for all areas of your life. It works for your personal life, for your relationships, for business, for yourself, for your own relationship to you, to your own identity. All of this can be very powerful and helpful. And I think it's a great entry point if you wanted to get even deeper into, say, emotional intelligence and go down that role and route and mindfulness and that kind of thing. I think these four areas bring a lot of awareness to yourself and your life. So it's definitely worth it for everyone to read or listen, or just to get a good overview of, because these concepts can apply to all. And there you have it. Challenge day. I would give this book a solid 10 out of 10. It is just such a great little read, and I will reread it and refer back to it just to reinforce it, because I do think that this is an important thing to keep in your mind. Well, don't take my word for it. Tell me how you think. Tell me how it worked for you or didn't. And if you haven't read or listened to it, grab a copy of The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz and find out for yourself what it can do for your personal freedom.
This has been the Motivate Me Book Club presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.